This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 26. Well done. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 25. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also, the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him, and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside, into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Many Christians dream of what it might be like to stand before Jesus one day and hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Could any other affirmation be more important? Can we be assured of receiving that kind of affirmation from Jesus? Yes, we can, through faith in him, as Ephesians 2:4-10 explains. Saving grace comes through faith as a gift to us from God. That's what Jesus teaches in this Matthew 25 parable. 2 servants receive abundant gifts and trust their master enough to go out and invest those gifts. Any investment involves risk, and yet these servants are willing to take the risk because they trust their master. The 3rd servant doesn't trust the master, doesn't invest his gift, and then loses his gift and his job when the master returns. God, our master, insists that we trust in him. God gives all of us gifts to invest in the world around us, particularly in ways that show his love to others. But if you've ever been faced with the choice between stopping to help someone and getting to work on time, you might understand how the world doesn't always value our desire to invest our gifts for God's glory. Trusting him enough to use our gifts his way isn't always easy. But if we want to hear him say, "Well done," we have to trust him anyway. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, help me to trust you and be faithful with all you have given. And may I look forward to the joy of hearing you say, "Well done."
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.